Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Plain Choice by Sarah Price, performed by Amy McFadden. Three years ago, I first met Alejandro and Amanda. They evolved into real people for many of my readers, and for me too. The inspiration came from my own celebrity crush on worldwide superstar Pitbull. After writing the first two books, I met him. The day was May 31st, 2013, the very day I was diagnosed with breast cancer. He inspired and comforted me during a very difficult period in my life. Writing these books kept my spirits high during the complications of my treatment. So I dedicate this book and the entire series to Pitbull. Gracias, amigo. Chapter 1. Amanda would have never expected that the one thing she didn't want to give Alejandro was the one thing he would take, his freedom. 2 weeks had passed. 2 long weeks with no word from Alejandro. He hadn't contacted her, and despite her desire to reach out to him, each morning she merely looked at the cell phone on her kitchen counter, willing it to ring. It didn't. Now, as she stood on the small hill at the back of her family's farm, wiping the sweat from her brow, she looked around at the familiar surroundings. They felt surprisingly foreign, as foreign to her as visiting Colombia, Brazil, and Argentina had felt. How, she wondered, did I end up back here, caring for Isadora and separated from Alejandro? The sun had barely crested the horizon. The full impact of its powerful heat was still hours away, but she needed a moment's break to catch her breath. Perspiration glistened against her forehead and down her neck. Even her back felt damp. Her dress, a simple floral pattern that brushed against her knees, did not keep her cool enough, given the work that they were doing. Up ahead, she saw Jonas and Harvey working the team of Belgian mules that pulled the plow through the dry dirt of the fields in preparation for planting corn. As the mules pulled the plow, the earth parted behind the moldboard, dividing it in a smooth, fluid motion and leaving behind a narrow trench. It was like watching the ocean as it rose up in gentle waves, the only difference being that the footprint of the plow left behind neat rows of tilled soil, whereas the ocean waves rolled onto the sand and then back to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?